This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So my parents are very, very strict when I was younger. Very, very strict. So I wanted to get my ears pierced. And they wouldn't let me. They would not let me get my ears pierced. Why? Well, back then, as a kid, they said that was only for, you know, girls that were more fast, that I shouldn't be putting holes into my skin. And I don't, what other, I'm not sure what other BS, but it was basically, we don't have to give you a reason. We're the parents, and no, no, no. I come to later find out that because there was a rape in the family and things like that, my parents did not want me attractive in the least. My hair was cut short. I looked like a boy. I had, you know, it was just, they, you know, and then, you know, when the boobs came, trying to hide the boobs. And so, you know, I now understand why they were strict, but it's a shame because I think I could have enjoyed my childhood and been bullied less if they would have explained, you know, and taught me how to avoid rape and things like that rather than just taking over saying, look, you know, we're going to make sure you aren't as attractive as possible. And I wasn't that attractive anyway, you know. But I was able to get my ears pierced because I made a deal with them. And I said, hey, how about this? If I could go one whole day without talking, will you let me get my ears pierced? And for some reason, I caught them on a good day. And they go, yeah, all right, we'll do it. And they're thinking to themselves, she's got to go to school. So what I did is I wrote a little piece of paper, and I took it up to all the teachers going, I can't talk because I have to be on voice rest. Can you sign here so I could show my doctor that I didn't talk? And they signed it. So I came home that day, and I'm like, but you talked at school. And I go, no. And I had the proof that I went all day. So they let me go get my ears pierced. So where did I go? Well, in Paradise Valley Mall, I think it was PV Mall, I have to double check, in Scottsdale, Arizona, which I think is closing, they had this place called Spencer's. And Spencer's had earrings and hair clips and stickers and all sorts of sparkly things. And in the front, there was a chair where you could get your ears pierced. I didn't want to get my ears pierced in front of everybody, but you would be, you know, they did that. So it's like, oh, I could get my ears pierced. So I got my ears pierced. It hurt a little bit, but you don't care. You know, when you're a girl, you'll go through whatever pain possible to get, you know, for beauty. So I got my ears pierced and I got it done at Spencer's. Got the little studs in there. Then I got, my mom said I had to get hypoallergenic, even though I wear whatever earrings now. And Spencer's was the place to go for anything cool. I didn't realize it changed until the other day. I'm with my son, and one of the other sons is shopping somewhere else, and he goes, Mom, I got to get a gag gift for Secret Santa. I go, okay. He's like, there's a Spencer's over there. I like Spencer's. Oh, my God. So I'm thinking, okay, he's going to get them, like, you know, little girly things, like the unicorn, you know, because when I grew up, there was unicorns with rainbows and all sorts of, like, you know, beautiful, cute little things. I'm like, okay, good. Oh, this is going to be great. You can get them a hair clip. You can get them whatever. And I walk in there, and I was like, oh, whoa. Whips. The whips had glitter. Handcuffs. Sex aids, anal plugs, and this was just, I mean, you just walked in. Now, when I grew up, I knew those stores existed because, you know, there would be XXX stores. I mean, I lived in Vegas, so there was an area of town where I guess people could get their pornography and things like that. And I'm thinking to myself, why would anybody go in there? Because then everybody knows that you're going to buy that stuff. You know, so I'm like, all right, well, you know. Whatever. But this, I mean, it's in the middle of a very popular mall. It was one of the most popular stores. And my son goes, my son got his friend handcuffs. Yeah, right, for the gag gift. All right. Fred loved it. But and I'm sitting there looking, and it's like, I'm like, You know, you see all these, you know, lubrications, and then there's this big sign saying, don't forget the batteries. And there's kids walking around the store with their parents. Now, I find it very interesting that we have now progressed where you can walk into a sex shop, purchase something like, let's say, an anal plug or something like that that you wish, and you walk up to the counter and say, I want to buy this. And it's like, okay, you know, yeah, that's what you use. Good for you. I mean, I thought there's supposed to be some sort of privacy. But then again, I guess if you're ordering the stuff online, there's no privacy either. But so I go on, there's this Generation X Facebook page. So for poops and giggles, I put that on there just to see what people said. And people said apparently Spencer's in many stores had the nudie area. I didn't remember it because, again, I was like, ooh, glitter, ooh, this. Or maybe my mom never let me back there. I don't remember. But I think I do remember a beaded curtain where you could buy dirty stuff. But, I mean, I thought it was all about stickers and magnets and cool stuff. So when my kids said, let's go into Spencer's, hell yeah. I mean, now I probably wouldn't have gone. I look at the whips going, one whip was really, really pretty. It was really sparkly, and there was all this leather stuff. They had some cool stuff. It's just, it's way beyond my pay grade. You know, I've been married 25 years. I don't know if I have to do any of that stuff now. So, you know, we walk out of there. He's not embarrassed that you know, he's there with me. There's kids running around the place. And so, is this where we're going to go in terms of porn, in terms of rectal aids, vaginal aids, lubrication, batteries, all the stuff, whips, leather, S&M type stuff? Is this kind of where we're going? Where a very busy store in a mall, you could just walk right in and buy this stuff. I mean, is that what people need? You know, I like to talk a lot about sex on this show because it's not a taboo subject. You know, sex is a huge part of one's relationship, is a huge part of one's, you know, enjoy life. You know, are we underusing sex aids? You know, are there so many people thinking I'd be so embarrassed to buy one that I don't want to buy one? I don't want people knowing that I'm buying one. Yet, like, as you've seen, you know, yeah, now in movies, everybody's talking about their, you know, what they use. They talk about what they're into. And at one point, it was like, oh, my gosh, you know, you're freaky. But when you start to hear what everybody uses, you're like, oh, gosh, I'm a nun in comparison. Who knew? And so I don't know. So my question to you guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, are, you know, should sex toys and AIDS and porn be easily accessible to the public, or does it still have to be hidden and taboo, especially since kids are running around the store anyway? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, I'm a bog person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I am going to put this one on Facebook Live. We do have most of the shows on... Hold on a second. I'm going to put this on. Most of our shows are on Facebook Live, but I want to make sure this one is. And it's really hard to post and broadcast at the same time, so I need to kind of get that ready. Also difficult to type without typos. So you guys will see it, and there's like, oh, okay, there's a typo. I know there's a typo. I just can't fix it till I get done broadcasting that segment. So, all right. When it comes to masks, I have, since the beginning, said, look, guys, Dr. Fauci originally was not that far off, saying most of our masks won't protect. Usually in the hospital setting, we use very high surgical grade N95 respirators, so a lot of the stuff we're putting on our faces aren't working. Then Fauci has to flip-flop and says, yep, he supports the mask mandate, put anything on your face. And I, as a physician, I saw both sides. All right. One is it wasn't an N95 respirator. I heard that Trump was going to ask facilities to mass produce them. I even started a petition to ask that we get access to, you know, that everybody gets access to N95 respirators. So I'm like, okay, they're going to move on that. And yeah, I mean, it is a barrier. You know, Fauci originally was not incorrect. It provides some sort of a barrier, but most of what you guys are wearing is dirty, used, already compromised because you keep reusing. So just make sure it's a fresh one and try to get an N95 respirator. But when I would bring that up, people are like, well, you're anti-mask. I'm like, I'm not anti-mask. I'm just, okay, in my training, I you know, we were taught to not lie to you. And if a mask is not doing its job and you think it's giving you a false sense of security, you're going to infect other people. You're going to get infected. And you guys are literally thinking this underwear and stuff that you're putting on your face is working. Well, finally, some experts are starting to speak out saying these masks are not protecting against Omicron. Thank you. How many times have I published articles saying, look, guys, you know, your exhalant is coming out of these cheap non-medical masks. These masks have a huge high percentage of allowing viruses to come in, which is why, despite mask mandates, we still have these waves of COVID. And there was even a study saying that the virus outsmarted the mask. So finally, we have experts saying, look, guys, N95 respirators, you know, are probably the best thing if you want to avoid getting Omicron or Delta or any of these other things. When people are going to have access to them, I don't know. You know, we're hearing President Joe Biden stumble over pills versus test kits in an interview. So I think he's still confused about pills and test kits, and we need him to get those N95 respirators out, but I don't think anybody's doing it. Well, in the meantime, in my neck of the woods, Sigal Hatta, who is running for Attorney General, and Joey Gilbert, they're both attorneys, who is running for Nevada Governor, sued, challenged a mask mandate in Las Vegas area public schools or Southern Nevada. And Judge Jennifer Dorsey ruled against it, denied a request for a preliminary injunction, saying the plaintiffs did not establish a viable legal claim basis for their claims. Now, in Clark County School District, which is the fifth largest school district in the country, they require students attending in-person classes to wear face coverings indoors and on buses. There are exceptions for students with medical or developmental conditions, and distance learning is available. So basically, you can't come on campus. You have to stay home if you have a mask, if you don't want to wear a mask or have no exemption. So two parents filed the suit over the mask requirement back in August, arguing it was unconstitutional, caused psychological distress, emotional harm to students who must wear face coverings. So attorneys Joey Gilbert, Sigal Hatta filed the complaint. They named CCSD, Governor Sisolak, Attorney General Aaron Ford as defendants. And so Judge Dorsey said parental rights do not supersede school health policies, especially when an at-home alternative exists. So parental rights do not supersede policy. Now, this is something that a lot of people are split on, and they're split on, you know, who has autonomy, who has more rights, the human or the government. And, you know, government always seems to win, obviously. Dorsey wrote, the Constitution does not require an opportunity to participate in the decision-making process for such broadly applicable policies, and the fundamental right to parent does not include the prerogative to dictate school health and safety policies. She rejected claims that mask wearing does not stop the spread of COVID-19, even though we have studies. There was a recent study from Arizona that found schools without mask requirements were 350% more likely to have an outbreak. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, Dahlia, where's the study showing kids with natural immunity are less likely to go into the hospital? I'm not an attorney. I'm not there to fight the case, but honestly, when you're fighting an uphill battle, you know, I mean, kudos to Gilbert and Hatta for doing this, but it's an uphill battle, and, you know, I have a couple arguments. I just don't know if they were allowed to go there. So Attorney General Ford said her office has been and will continue to be the first line of defense between our health experts and those who wish to peddle debunked, fear-mongering arguments in the court of law. So Sigal Hatta is going to file an appeal with the Ninth Circuit Court. This is all according to MSN. But, you know, so here's my thing with it, okay? You know, the kids, They don't see their teachers' faces. You know, they have things on their face. I'm not a fan of that. But I haven't been a fan of them not being in school. So when, the choice we were given, the only choice we were given, and I'm not an attorney, so I can't fight it, is they either don't go to school or they go to school wear a mask. You know, the American Academy of Pediatrics even said, get the kids back in school, for crying out loud. So, and if the kids are actually wearing a decent mask, like an N95 respirator, the mask could help. But where I have a problem with is the mandate. Okay, you are mandating a kid to do this. And then kids get in trouble enough at school. There's no way I could have done the mask mandate at school because I had like already two strikes all the time. Third strike, you have to sit in the dunce chair. There was a dunce chair. I remember at the end of the 70s, early 80s, I had to sit in a dunce chair. Or I had to go to the principal's office or vice principal's office. And so if my mask fell, and I always had a runny nose. I always had a runny nose because, you know, growing up in Arizona and Vegas, you know, you get allergic to a lot of oleanders and mulberry trees and olive trees and whatever, and desert plants. So my nose would have been running. I would have been moving my mask, trying to breathe. I would have gotten in trouble. Now, I really do believe that the parental exemptions are being underutilized based on the ADA. Now, according to the Americans with Disabilities Act, all right, if you have a child that has anxiety, has trouble breathing, has asthma, has sickle cell, they can't have anything obscure their oxygenation. That is a slam dunk. Now, I don't know how many kids have medical exemptions. My guess is they keep that quiet because if somebody realizes the numbers, but I'm sure a kid could go home and say, Mom, there's about 8 people in my class without a mask. So if the Americans with Disabilities Act supersedes so much, then any parent that says, look, my child has a medical condition you have to provide an accommodation for, that should be it. There should be no issues. If there's a, as we're starting to see in the military and stuff, a throwing out of religious exemption requests or medical exemption requests, you got the Civil Rights Act. You have enough laws already in place for decades that should be able to fight that. So like at work, if you have somebody who has PTSD and they can't have something on their face, if you have somebody with severe asthma and they can't have something on their face, if you even force them in a mask, you're going to be in big trouble. You are going to be in huge violation of the ADA. So I don't know if the ADA is being underutilized because there's a huge disconnect. There's a huge hypocrisy between forcing somebody to do something and then, of course, civil rights. So if you have, let's say, a child who is non-white that is having issues in school and they can't see because the mask and their glasses are fogging up. And I'm sorry, I got an eyelash in my eye. So if you have a child that... and you're forcing that child to wear a mask when they are already struggling academically, you got civil rights issues there. And so I don't understand why the school doesn't have that flexibility. Again, all you have to do is get rid of the mandate. Any parent that, because think about it, any parent that wants their kid in a mask, they're sending the kid to school in a mask. Any parent that doesn't want their kid in a mask is getting an exemption. So why does there have to be a mandate? That's my issue with it. So, especially with everything going on where a bunch of what the kids are wearing isn't, you know, aren't working. And it's interesting that they threw it out that the masks are not necessarily, you know, ideal at stopping the spread of the virus. So, but I think, you know, they think it's the easier road to take. It's not an easy road when you're violating the ADA and the Civil Rights Act. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Multiple airlines across the United States canceled hundreds of flights on Christmas Eve, citing a nationwide surge in coronavirus cases, which has directly impacted employees and flight crews. Cancellation comes as more than 109 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more via airplanes and other forms of transportation to visit friends or family over the holiday period. Good news if you're traveling by car, gas prices are down slightly for the fourth straight day. AAA reporting the national average for a price of regular is now below $3.29 a gallon. The price has fallen more than a dime over the past month. And if you're doing some last-minute Christmas shopping, many retailers have reduced hours, Walmart and Best Buy and other retail chains closing at 6 o'clock. USA Radio News. Christmas is shaping up much differently than expected for those who were in the path of the catastrophic tornado that tore through Kentucky earlier this month. At least 76 people lost their lives during the outbreak on December 10th into December 11th. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear saying people have to remember what happened in Kentucky.
Many of the challenges and costs are going to hit these families a year out. Now, I can tell you, we're going to be there with them every single step. And we just want the rest of the world to stay with us, to stay with these families that they've adopted.
A senior White House administration official saying President Biden will lift a travel ban imposed last month on 9 U.S. citizens traveling from South Africa and 7 other South African countries. The ban put in place to help slow the spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant, which originated in South Africa. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of questions have surrounded Ethan Crumbly, the teenager who was at Oxford High School the day of the shooting with his parents in a teacher or principal conference. And what was he in there for? What exactly prompted this parent-teacher conference? And then why the school didn't intervene sooner before he ended up shooting a bunch of children, killing 4, hurting multiple others. Now, Daily Mail has released, and I have posted it on my Twitter and Facebook, some of the things Ethan was drawing. And there was a math homework sheet, a math review sheet. And he had things, he had a gun, you know, scrawled on there. And he had sentences like, my life is useless, blood everywhere, the thoughts won't stop, help me. Now, if a teacher saw this, Now, I'm not sure if that's exactly what happened, but my guess, teacher saw this. Teacher immediately notified the principal. I'm sure that's what happened. Principal then said, we got to talk to the parents. They talked to the parents. That child, if that child is suicidal, usually immediately gets psychiatric care. We pull them out of school. I don't want to necessarily say psychiatric hold. I know a lot of people freak out and then they go, oh no, now they're going to hold them. But honestly, if somebody's suicidal, we don't want them to hurt themselves. So we don't say, oh, okay, well, we will, you know, talk about this next week. We immediately get them some care. But if somebody is actively suicidal, they go in psychiatric hold. James and Jennifer, the parents, came to the school. I don't believe they notified them that he had a gun. I don't think they knew where his gun was. And meanwhile, the gun was in his backpack. So the prosecution said that Ethan's mom was having an affair. Affair will usually distract you. Ignored her son's spiral tendency, you know, spiraling downhill. Texted her boyfriend about the murder weapon. School counselors showed Crumbly's parents messages and drawings just hours before he fatally shot four and injured seven others on November 30th. In fact, the homework, I think, was dated November 30th, 8:39 a.m. Says blood everywhere, the thoughts won't stop, help me, and there's a gun. And there's a gun pointing to the thoughts. Then there's a boy, and it looks like either blood, I'm not exactly sure. There's a happy face with tears. My life is useless, and the math does not look done. So this kid was going through some major psychosis, some major suicidality, possibly homicidality also, obviously homicidality tendencies on this as well, and nobody did anything. Says here, room 808. So I'm not exactly sure, room X or RMX 808. I don't think that's an answer. It looks like it was a geometry test. Video game this is. Then it looks like a bullet. He drew a bullet. Either that or it looks like a penis, but I think it's a bullet. OHS rocks. I love my life so much. We're all friends here. Harmless act. So then a second piece of homework is where he marks everything out, and then he tries to, I guess, look positive. I don't know. Either way, it's sadly, it's very disturbing. So you then wonder, okay, so if they're talking about a gun, the one thing that the school should have asked is, does the child have access to a weapon? And that is in the child's right, the school's right. Because, again, with schools, the school counselors, they want to make sure that the child doesn't hurt themselves. If the child has access to a weapon, authorities, you know, might, you know, be called. Their counselors might be called if, again, we think we have possibly somebody who could be suicidal or homicidal. And this was just, no, let them go back to class. And a lot of kids that have psychiatric illness know how to get out of situations where they think they're going to be obstructed or they think they're going to be, they're going to be limited. And so they'll say what they have to say. They're like, oh, no, I'm good. No, I don't do drugs. No, come on. No, no, I really love school. I was having a bad day. It's a video game. I'm good. I don't know what this kid said to get back into class, but he went to the bathroom, loaded his gun, and then came out shooting. So the prosecutors also point out that the parents had recently bought a gun because the prosecutors are going after the parents as well. The Crumblies knew their son was depressed, that he was fascinated with guns, that he had been researching ammunition while at school, and that he was seen watching violent videos of shootings that morning, prosecutors said. But they purchased the gun for Ethan as an early Christmas present anyway. All they had to do was tell the school that they had recently purchased a gun for their son, ask him where the gun was, open his backpack, or just take him home. Defendants were in a better position than anyone else in the world to prevent this strategy, but they failed to do so. So that is why we are seeing parents start to become involved when their child does. And you know, this is a question that, you know, I asked you guys and, you know, I've gotten, you know, various opinions on. If your child performs a deadly act, crimes should be afflicted or levied on the parents. And so for many, parents raise the kid. Parents see the warning signs. If the parents ignore the warning signs, if the parents weren't doing parental jobs, then they're guilty as hell. Others are, the average parent can tell you that they cannot control their teenager. No parents can control their teenager. If that was the case, no teenager would smoke. No teenager would do drugs. No teenager would have sex. So, parents, right, are notorious, and teenagers are notorious for having that relationship. In fact, there's a lot of parents saying, do we still, are kids being minors until 18, should we change it to 14, 15? Because we cannot control our kids once they're that age. And biologically, in caveman times or whatever, kids were adults by the time they were pubertal. 13, 14, they were already having babies and families on their own. And again, I'm not saying one way or the other, but right now, being responsible for, for example, if a 16-year-old, dates a 15-year-old, and they've been dating for a while, and they start having sex, and in that state, it's statutory rape, are the parents liable? So we have to really tread very carefully and establish guilt, establish culpability before we make grand, precedences on parents being responsible. Now, in this particular case, the parents bought the child the murder weapon. True, they didn't know he was going to murder, but that already starts to make things a little, that starts to already complicate matters. Then they were well aware, they were made aware by an outside entity that their child was displaying suicidality, homicidality on paper. They know their child better than the school. Did they interject? Did they add? No, we don't know. We don't know what was said. Did they ask that the boy leave and go to school so they could talk one-on-one with the principal? Did they go, look, we don't know what to do with him. We need help. Please help us. We can't say this in front of the kid. And then the kid goes and, whatever. I don't know. I don't know if we're getting that. And maybe they didn't. So, parents who are completely checked out, just not even home, sleeping around, doing drugs, not taking care of a child, that's child neglect. And yes, there might be some culpability, especially in this particular case. But we have to be very careful saying all parents are liable for anything their kids do. Robbing a bank, robbing a store, because it just, then parents are going to say, look, get us exonerated as of age 14. Or emancipated. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So earlier this, or actually just, I believe, yesterday, Kim Potter, who was the police officer that shot and killed Dante Wright when she thought she was reaching for her taser, did the jury did rule she was guilty of first and second degree manslaughter. She faces 15 years in prison on the first charge, 10 years on the second charge. Sentencing is supposed to take place today. Now, under Minnesota statutes, Potter will be sentenced only on the most serious charge of first-degree manslaughter, as opposed to what happened in Colorado, where the truck driver got consecutive sentences, where he's in jail for 110 years. In Minnesota, it's, you know, we're, rather than 10 plus 15, they're going to be charged with the, you know, based on the first degree manslaughter. Now, The defense is going to cite that she's obviously remorsing. She said there's been no criminal history, and to see if she could maybe get no prison time and do, you know, the community service, do the either home or whatever, home arrest. Prosecution is going to argue that Potter does have a greater than normal chance to affect the safety of other people because, again, she fired a weapon into Wright's car. They also allege she abused her authority as a police officer. Now, this has also been very, very odd in terms of what happened. She's a 49-year-old cop who, and, you know, we talked about this case when it first happened. I believe she was with the force for 24 years. I'm not exactly sure how many years she was with the force. No criminal history. And they, for a traffic stop, with the traffic stop, Dante Wright, at the right as they were fumbling with the, I think, the handcuffs, he thinks he can make a run for it, and he starts to make a run for it. She screams, taser, taser, but shoots him with a gun. Now, a taser obviously is different. It has a different feel. It has a different trigger. So the prosecution, the reason why this went that way is because the prosecution was able to prove that she had to have been grossly negligent or incompetent to not know that there was a difference between a gun and a taser. But the jury did deliberate for a while because this was obviously an accident. She did not, she even said taser. She didn't mean to kill. And again, we have the same theme going on and on over and over again. Bad things are happening when people resist arrest. You know, I like with George Floyd, it's so tragic. George Floyd was in the cop car. He kicks himself out of the cop car, probably in fear of, you know, going to jail, in fear of what happens in jail, in fear of not being able to get his drugs, because you going through withdrawal with narcotics is very painful, very scary. You know, a lot of people think it's worse than death. But, you know, you go, why didn't he stay in the cop car? If he stayed in the cop car, he'd be alive today. Why did Dante Wright resist arrest? He'd be alive today. But that still doesn't diminish the conversation that has to be had and the reform that has to be had on, you know, can we not kill somebody when they're in the process of resisting arrest? So what is police are going to do, and understandably so, is say, you know what, we're not going to even go there. We're not going to do traffic stops. Forget it. It's just not worth it. If you're going to go to jail, if an accident can happen, and if your life is going to be in danger, we're just not going to go there. So this culpable negligence means Potter caused an unreasonable risk and consciously took a chance of causing death or great bodily harm. Under Minnesota statutes, Potter will be sentenced to the most serious charge of the first-degree manslaughter because both of the charges against her stem from one act with one victim. The max for that charge is 15 years, but state sentencing guidelines call for much less. She has no criminal history, may get no jail time, but it's a shame. It shouldn't happen. Dante Wright should still be alive. A traffic stop should not have ended so badly, but I just don't know where we go in terms of, you know, how do we prevent the resisting of arrest and the fallout that happens? And so I understand how a lot of police officers are probably of the mindset of, look, I can't be going to jail. What happened with Derek Chauvin, and Derek Chauvin, is, again, we're still all in shock. I don't think we ever got any explanation why the knee was on the neck. You know, he restrained him until the paramedics came, but that took 9 full minutes. Why? Why couldn't, if he was down on the ground, why couldn't you remove the knee? So while people are still kind of, you know, many people have thought that if they just didn't go into the details of a lot of the protocols, because the protocols would be completely blasted all over the news and whatever. All I know is, you know, somebody died that didn't have to die. And so retired police lieutenant says that this started with a traffic stop, ended with an officer guilty of manslaughter. Cops are going to ignore petty crime because they're scared something could go wrong. He's a New Jersey Police Department agent. And And I think for the FBI task force and Navy, and he made comments during an interview with the Newsmax. And he said, I've got to tell you, just about everyone I've spoken to in and out of law enforcement agreed this was an accident. Well, so I don't know if we have the ability to, I think that's when you take a look at these issues, you know, and as a doctor, I like to see where things go wrong medically. And, you know, we could talk about, well, there was a problem coming in through the office, there was a problem in the ER, there might have been a problem there, but where did things go wrong? Well, it went wrong with that ejection, or it went wrong because we didn't have staff. Where these things are going wrong, the shooting that happened at a Wendy's, where the guy turned around with a laser and the cop thought it was a gun because he's running from him and he's turning around pointing something at him. The resisting of arrest it seems to be the underlying thread. And that's what has to be, I guess, addressed or conquered or investigated and researched and, you know, figured out how to succeed at doing that without, you know, why is there so much room for somebody to resist arrest? How did George Floyd kick himself out of a cop car when there were four cops? How come four cops couldn't restrain him? How come these, I think there were three cops with this traffic stop. How did three cops not be able to get cuffs on him? If criminals can overpower police officers, and if they are able to, then police officers, like, he's resisting arrest, we have to stop him. And if they're out of, I guess, range for a taser, sadly, some of them, or they're mixing up their taser and their gun, which, again, shouldn't have happened. Now, is it because we have people on the force that aren't athletically trained, aren't trained, period, but don't have the athletic ability to stop somebody? I mean, I remember in the olden days, man, cops were huge. They were big. They were, you know, but, you know, no, we're, you know, traffic officers don't necessarily have to be athletic, you know, Olympic athletes. But, you know, maybe we are having an issue where these are people being overpowered. And even though there are techniques you could use, if somebody is bigger than you and stronger than you, when you see four cops not be able to, you know, restrain, somebody who's in a cop car and they're able to get out of a cop car, if you aren't able to stop somebody leaving, I mean, you could see them fumbling over the handcuffs. That's what police officers need to also study and figure out, because you cannot, if you can't arrest somebody without them running off, that's where this chaos ensues. And then you're just going to have cops go, you know what, I'm not even going to try unless I just it's just not worth it. Or they're going to quit the force. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.